91X News is brought to you by McDonald's.
It's 21 degrees and hazy at noon. Good afternoon, I'm Mark Venema. Air Canada's customer service agents are back on the job after a three-day strike. The union and the airline have reached a tentative agreement, although they failed to settle the key issue of pensions for new employees. They've agreed to send the matter to arbitration. And there could be a labor trouble at Air Transit. Its flight attendants have voted down the airline's latest offer and have given their union a strike mandate. It could walk off the job next month. The opposition is accusing the Harper government of using heavy-handed tactics to win the labor dispute at Canada Post. Labor Minister Lisa Ray says she's going ahead with the plans for back-to-work legislation for the 48,000 postal workers who've been locked out since Wednesday. The bill is expected to be tabled Monday, with debate beginning Tuesday. Canada Post says it's prepared to negotiate through the weekend to reach a deal. The driver that hit a cyclist on North Front Street on Wednesday has been identified. The investigation is ongoing and police thank the public for their assistance. Trailers and tents are setting up at Loyalist College for tonight's Relay for Life. It's the 11th year for the overnight cancer fundraiser in Belleville. Organizers are expecting and hoping for about 135 teams, most teams consisting of approximately 10 members. The event raises on average $300,000 every year. Relay for Life co-chair Sarah Cousins says it can be a very emotional night.
Emotional night. It's an emotional roller coaster. You're having so much fun, but at the same time, we're here remembering those who have lost their battle to cancer and those who are still fighting their battle to cancer.
Jerry Scott, also a Relay for Life co-chair, describes his favorite moment of the event.
For me, it's seeing the people and actually talking to the people. Because it's about the survivors, and one touching thing that I really see is the survivor lap with the amount of survivors that we usually get. We average between 200 and 300 survivors.
The relay kicks off at 7 p.m. tonight and runs through the night until 7 tomorrow morning. Charges have been laid against just two of the more than 100 people arrested in Vancouver's post-Stanley Cup violence, but police say they're just getting started. Police websites are being inundated with pictures people hope will help investigators identify rioters and looters. Investigators are also reviewing pictures and postings by some self-confessed rioters who perhaps didn't clue into the fact that they could be caught and prosecuted for bragging online. Authorities say one person was taken into custody early today in connection with an investigation into a suspicious vehicle near the Pentagon. Stephen Portnoy explains.
Law enforcement sources say the suspect was born in Africa, but he became a U.S. citizen. Inside his backpack, police found a notebook with at least one page referencing Al-Qaeda, the Taliban, and Mujahideen. Inside a car he led police to, parked near the Pentagon, officers found bags of ammonium nitrate and automatic weapons ammunition. The suspect claimed to have more devices inside Arlington Cemetery, where he was found wandering overnight. Stephen Portnoy, ABC News.
Toyota says its North American plants will return to full production this fall. The supply of parts has been hampered since the March earthquake and tsunami in Japan, but the automaker says it expects operations to return to normal in September, more than a month earlier than expected. Toyota plants in the Ontario cities of Woodstock and Cambridge are among those that have been running below capacity. Almost 3 weeks after he first accidentally publicly sent that Twitter message, Congressman Anthony Weiner has resigned. ABC's Jonathan Carl says Weiner does, however, get to keep some of his perks.
Weiner still gets to keep his congressional pension. That's about $54,000 a year once he turns 62. And yes, he can keep his lifetime membership to the House gym as long as he continues to pay those $20 a month dues and presumably as long as he promises to take no more photographs down there.
The married congressman admitted sending several women inappropriate messages and photos online. Shares in Waterloo-based BlackBerry maker Research in Motion are tumbling on news it's about to cut jobs. Shares fell 17% on the Toronto market this morning as investors and analysts question whether RIM can retool its iconic product lineup to fight intense competition. RIM expects to deliver smartphones with upgraded operating systems in late August and September. And women in Saudi Arabia are driving and risking arrest. Mark Lavie explains why.
It's the start of a campaign by women in Saudi Arabia to force the kingdom to lift its ban on women drivers. One woman said she drove around the capital of Riyadh for 45 minutes. Facebook groups and Twitter messages are backing the effort. One said, "Saudi women, start your engines." Some men drove around dressed head to foot in black, like Saudi women, to confuse the police. Saudi Arabia is the only country in the world that bans women from driving. Mark Levy, Cairo.
That's 91X News. Sports is next.
$1 drink days are back at McDonald's. Enjoy any size soft drink or iced coffee for only a dollar plus tax all summer long. Excludes meals and McCafe at participating restaurants.
Good afternoon. I'm Mark Venema with 91X Sports. The Minnesota Wild have called a press conference today to introduce their new head coach. Mike Yeo is expected to be the man behind the bench next year. Yeo will be the third coach in club history, replacing Todd Richards. He led the Wild's top farm club in Houston to the American Hockey League Finals this season. And the city of Dallas threw a big bash for its winning NBA team. Mike Young has more.
200,000 people plus jammed the streets of downtown Dallas to cheer the NBA champion Dallas Mavericks one final time. The Mavericks, who defeated the Miami Heat in six games in the NBA Finals for their first championship, were on floats with cigars, owner Mark Cuban leading the way with the Larry O'Brien trophy in hand. Police report just three arrests during the parade and rally, two on warrants, one for public intoxication. Mike Young, Dallas.
First-round leader Rory McIlroy teed it up for today's second round of the U.S. Open, three shots clear of second place after signing for a 6-under-65 yesterday. It's the biggest lead after the opening round of the year's second major since 1976. The second round of baseball's 2011 Interleague play gets underway this afternoon in Chicago, where the clubs await the Yankees. New York sends 5-for-5 Freddy Garcia to the mound to face 0-for-5 Doug Davis. And the Toronto Blue Jays open a three-game series tonight in Cincinnati. Last night, the Jays saw Zach Stewart throw seven innings in his big league debut. Stewart says he's happy to be in the big leagues.
No, it was more than I could imagine. It was turned out, you know, how I wanted it to and everything. It was an awesome experience. There's not too much I can say about it. It was fun.
The Boston Red Sox finished a nine-game road trip going 8-1 with a 4-2 victory over Tampa Bay. It's the 11th win in 12 games for the American League leaders. And the Red Sox have pushed back the start time for tomorrow's home game with Milwaukee to avoid a conflict with the Bruins Stanley Cup victory parade. The game will be played at 7:10 p.m. instead of 1:10. The Red Sox say they'll include a pregame tribute to the Bruins. And the Edmonton Eskimos and Saskatchewan Roughriders opened their CFL preseason tonight with a tilt in Regina. Last night, a trio of Montreal Alouettes quarterbacks combined to throw for 407 yards and two touchdowns during a 25-17 preseason victory over Winnipeg. Send us your team or league scores. Email sports at 91x.fm. That's sports taking a look at 91x weather. Today, cloudy with sunny periods and 30% chance of showers, a high of 23, except 19 near Lake Ontario. Tonight, cloudy with 30% chance of showers early this evening, clearing overnight with a low of 16. Tomorrow's looking sunny with a high of 26, and Sunday's also looking sunny with a high of 24. And Monday looks like a mix of sun and cloud, reaching a high of 23. At 12:08, it's 21 degrees. 91X News on the air and online at 91X.fm. I'm Mark Venema.